a Korean essayist and copywriter who likes cheese so much, actually wrote a book about his love for cheese. In the book, he wrote how precious the act of liking is. What we do because we like doing them, not because we were forced to do them, sometimes becomes a part of our individual history. When we stop to think about it, it is not always easy for us to like something for a long time. Sometimes we like something so much at first, but then get tired of it after a while. And sometimes we find something better to like and end up jumping ship. So what we continue to like for a long time, despite all things, I think that becomes all the more precious and special. What are some things that you have always liked and have thus become a part of you and your own personal history? I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day. Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. We started today's show with 오래된 노래, an old song by Standing Egg. Have you thought about it? When you really stop to think about it, there actually aren't that many things we continue to like or love constantly and consistently since childhood. You know, we grow out of some things, we grow too old for some things, or better things come along, or new things pique our interest as our life experience is broadened. So the few things that we can't seem to stop liking really become more special and precious to us, don't they? I guess for me, well, aside from obviously music, but all kids love music, right? But I guess that's just something that kind of flourished into something much more in my life. But ever since I was a kid, I just can't explain it. I was always very, very drawn to fantasy and science fiction inspired themes in books, in art, in movies, even in jewelry and home decor. And I guess these things have always informed me in the beginning, because they were not popular genres, to kind of force myself to, you know, express my individuality and not go with the norms, right? And then later on, now that sci-fi and fantasy is like so cool, then to embrace that as part of, you know, informing my career. You can see a lot of those little inspired touches in songs or even in, I don't know, logos that I've used, etc. So yes, that definitely is something that defines my personal history, is it not? So I'm sure that there's going to be something like that for some of us out there. So what are some of your constant objects of affections? But maybe we should take the roll first while you think about the answers to that question. Our global roll call is coming up shortly. So tell me where you are and what you're doing as you're listening to today's One Fine Day. Also, while at it, don't forget to send in your song requests and share your 사연들, stories and anecdotes about anything or everything as well. Nothing is ever too trivial to share here. Anything goes. You can use the chat board on Kong, right on the various message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or leave a comment on our posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day, or on Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. If you have a Korean phone number, feel free to text us at #8150. A regular SMS will cost 51, and a long text or MMS message will cost 101 per text. In part two of today's show, singer-songwriter Stella Jang will be joining me. It's our Thursday segment, The Words Today, so we get to take a close look at lyrics. Lyrics to some wonderful K-pop songs we have in store for you, so stay tuned. Okay, I'll be back with the roll call after this. Here is Baegyerin with her song, Square. One Fine Day is coming to you live from Seoul, Korea, and it's currently 5:23 p.m. here. We're enjoying a wonderful, beautiful afternoon. It warmed up a little bit. Yeah, bumped up about 3 degrees or so, and so definitely warmer in the day. And air is still okay. Not like beautiful like yesterday, but pretty okay. So no complaints here. Right now, I'm talking to you in a studio located on the fourth floor of the main KBS building in Yeouido, Seoul. Where are you? It's time for our global roll call, so I can find out where in the world all my listeners are and what you're all up to today. Where are you? Mogire Machuki says, hi, doing fine here in KCI, Kenya. A pretty cool morning. Good to know, good to know. Thanks for tuning in and checking in with us. Diwan Rafiqul Islam says, now I am in my home because of lockdown. Ooh, so sorry to hear that. Lockdowns in Bangladesh, apparently. Hope you stay safe. Zian Harda 219 says, Lina, 언니, 안녕하세요. Greetings from the Philippines. I'm doing great today. And I have good news for you, 언니. I'm nearly done with my homework, and I will be able to enjoy your music every day. That's fantastic. Good job. Sounds like you worked really hard to get to the finish line. Listener KMJHYN says, hi, Jung Yan Luna, greetings from Malaysia. I'm just relaxing myself after being back from school. I'm just looking at all the homework given by the teachers. I just feel a bit thankful because I don't have too much homework. But the mid-year exam is around the corner. I think I will need a lot of exercises to revise all the topics I had learned. Wish me luck. Yes, it looks like it's crunch time for a lot of our students here in Korea as well. Midterms just around the corner. Definitely time to start revising and reviewing and practicing. A man with evil dreams writes, hi from India. I am in the shopping mall and having fun with my friends here. That sounds good. I hope you're having fun safely. Shaun Hossein says, I stay with you from Bangladesh. Oh, very nice and sweet sentiment there. Definitely close to us here through radio. All of these listeners from all around the world. Riaz Ahmad Khan says, I am Riaz from Sheikhupura, Pakistan, a regular listener of KBS World. Thank you guys so much for your where are yous. We're going to move right along to song requests. Listener Sweet 030323 says, 안녕하세요, 정연 언니. It's a warm afternoon. Right now, I'm out in the crop garden checking to see if the seedlings I planted last week are doing well, and also to water them. Now, had I known that the sunlight would be so piercing, I would have brought a hat. I think I'm getting tanned. You. The plants are doing better than I thought, though. I'm very proud. Seeing all the greens makes me feel so peaceful. I want to request Kim Na-young's 봄내음보다 너를. All right. Sounds like fun in the crop gardening, seeing something grow, something that you're growing, and taking care of it. That's got to be a satisfying feeling. I hope your seedlings do well. And a listener, Siskarak, says, good day, DJ Lena. Happy Thursday. I feel great because the weekend is almost here. Right now, I'm at home. Today, I'd like to request a song from Raw D. Thank you. And thanks for airing. And hope you have an awesome time in the studio. Well, thank you very much. Hope you have an awesome time listening to the show at home. All right, let's listen to those two songs right away. First up is Kim Na-young with 봄내음보다 너를, a letter for you, followed by Raw D and his song 고마워 고마워. Thank you. 너의 이름을 부르며 뒤돌아 꼭 안아주던. That was 고마워 고마워 or Thank You by Roddy, and before that Kim Na-young singing 봄내음보다 너를 or A Letter to You. Taro Chan says, 오늘도 힘내세요. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Always loving little words of support there. Very sweet. MD Abdul Bari says, how are you? I like OFD. OFD program also liked by my wife and my son. Ooh, wonderful. a family listening affair. That makes me feel good too. Jisoo Kim 0801 says, 안녕하세요, 누나. Happy Thursday. Seems like it's much warmer than yesterday, but I'm getting a continuous headache since last night. Ooh, maybe I'd been exposed to too much wind yesterday. I should try some vocal remedy first with OFD, and then I'm going to try those pills, maybe. It has been told that there could be another pandemic spread coming. I hope for better circumstances that we would go on when we get back to spring again in 2022. Well, that's really good. I like the looking ahead, right? This spring was really, really beautiful, but circumstances did not get better. In fact, I think the beautiful weather sort of messed us up because we just got intoxicated by the air and the flowers and maybe kind of let down our guards a little bit. Lots of cluster infections popping up. Apparently, that's what's been contributing to the higher numbers. So maybe it's a lesson learned and we can look forward to 2022 and say that spring will be better. Definitely so. I hope your head feels better. Maybe take, an aspirin or something. John Daniel 9 says, 안녕하세요, 리나 누나. I've put on a lot of weight because of COVID, so I've started to watch my weight again. I've started working out outside after OFD, and I've changed my dinner menu too. I only started this week, but I've already lost 2 kilograms. Seeing results makes me even more motivated. I've also decided to stay away from the beer that I enjoyed at night. When I reach my goal of losing 4 kilos, I want to have a cold one then. 많이 응원해주세요. Oh, fantastic. In just a week, 2 kilos lost. That's quite a lot. I've always been so envious of people who can just shed weight like that so quickly. And I like your goal. It's very realistic. 4 kilos off. It's about 8-9 pounds off. You know, take your time and don't be too dramatic or extreme, because when you do extreme dieting, that weight just comes right back faster than it took to lose it. So hopefully you can enjoy that cold one really, really soon. JSLee 2017 says, 안녕하세요, 정연 누나. The weather is nice and it's the best weather for exercising. Two of my coworkers and I have decided to go on a cross-country bike ride a month from now, so I'm on my way to buy a bicycle. It's harder to buy a bicycle than I thought. I don't have much choices. It looks like I'll just have to buy what fits. It's hard being a 자린이, which is 자전거 어린이. My request song is 자전거 단풍경's 그렇게 너를 사랑해. Oh my. 자린이? I like that. That's really cute. A bicycle newbie. Well, if you're going to do a cross-country bike ride a month, you don't have a lot of time to start training, getting used to that. So, I would just go with the recommendations of the employees and their expertise and their experience. Hopefully you got a good one. Good luck. All right, let's listen to J.S. Lee's song request right now. Here is 자전거 단풍경 with 그렇게 너를 사랑해. That's how I love you.
사랑한다. 말해줘 언제나 늘 항상 변함없이 하루 종일
You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. Listener Alicia Y says, no, I missed out on such a fun segment yesterday. Somehow some of the songs sounded really familiar too. Wouldn't be surprised if excerpts of them were used here and there on variety programs for dramatic effect. Unfortunately, I won't be able to catch Kayo Top 10 live again until Daylight Savings starts again in October, or until the day I stop French class, whichever comes first. But in my heart, it will continue to remain my favorite segment of the week. Oh, well, if you're able to tune into one of our broadcasts, our rerun broadcasts, we have several that are aired. So maybe you can find a time that works for you so that you can still enjoy the songs and the segment, right? Well, good luck. Yun Mijang says, 언니 안녕하세요. The weather's so nice again today. The coming weekend is finally the birthday my son has been waiting for. 2 nights to go. He already got his present in advance, and he's already picked out a cake. I will soon be freed from the, how many more nights, all these questions. But my younger son's birthday is coming up next month. He wants the dress and wig of Princess Peach from Super Mario. What should I do? I think I would actually prefer the how many nights questions. Oh my, oh my, oh my. Princess Peach, eh? All right. Good luck. Coolie0111 says, hi, Lena. Ow, I'm so sleepy. I'm weirdly sluggish and lethargic today. No, I'm not tired, but I'm sleepy. At least there's only one more day before the weekend. It could be if you wrote this message late in the afternoon or sometime after lunch. It could be food coma. Also, I find that when we get a lot more sun in the sunnier months or the more warmer temperatures, that actually makes us sleepy, even if you're not tired. So maybe that's it. Hydrate. That might be one thing. Maybe you're dehydrated. Well, good luck. I hope you feel better. Listener Hadayuki07 has a song request for us, so let's all listen. Here's EXO with Lucky. They're different, but not entirely. Two different songs from two different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another. Upon closer inspection, one K-pop track, one non-K-pop track, it's parallel universe. Today we have two songs that are confessing their love, or actually, confessing their likes, right? We're going to start with the K-pop song, 좋아해 by George. Although the title literally translates to, I like you, or I like it, its official English title is, Something Between Us. So definitely it's going to be, I like you. Or I guess it could be, I like it, the relationship itself. Well, an up-and-coming singer-songwriter with a very charming voice, George released this song in February of this year as part of a soundtrack to a popular webtoon series. Written and composed by George himself, the song features a young protagonist who is nervously awaiting an answer after confessing his feelings. Here's a bit of the words. When I just look at you smiling at me, I become happy for no reason. Although I've always been bad at expressing myself, you held me warmly. On my way home, after telling you that I like you, your face kept coming up in my mind, that I was secretly restless. I'm trying hard for you more than anyone else. When you look back, I'll be standing there as always. Very sweet there, little proposal. And for our non-K-pop parallel of the day, we'll listen to I Like It by American group DeBarge. DeBarge was a family band popular back in the 80s, consisting of four brothers and a sister. Ooh, very early memories of loving DeBarge and their music videos. Yes, I can actually remember them. Their song, I Like It, was released in 1982 as the second single off of their second studio album called All This Love. It became the group's first big hit, peaking at number 2 on the R&B singles chart, even crossing over to the pop singles chart to reach number 31. And much like George's song, this is also a love song, and it starts out like this. I've been thinking about you for quite a while. You're on my mind every day and every night. My every thought is you, the things you do. Seems so satisfying to me, I must confess it, girl. Ooh, and I like it. You send chills up my spine every time I take one look at you. Ooh, and I like it. Girl, you're blowing my mind with the things you say to me. All right. Definitely the same message going on here, but in very, very different fashion. So let's listen to these two songs back to back right now. 좋아해, Something Between Us by George, and then I Like It by DeBarge. That was DeBarge with I Like It. Ooh, high notes there. Before that, it was George with 좋아해, or Something Between Us. Those were the Parallel Universe songs of the day. Now, coming up in part two of the program, it's our Thursday segment, The Words, a chance for us to take a closer look into the words of some of the most popular K-pop numbers. We have a lovely singer-songwriter, Stella Jung, waiting to join me here in the studio. So let me wrap up part one of the show. Here's Brown Eyed Soul with their song, 정말 사랑했을까? Did we really love? Welcome to part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park. The Words, our Thursday segment looking into the world of K-pop song lyrics, will be starting shortly. Singer-songwriter Stella will be joining me, and we're going to take a quick song break so she can settle in. Here is CN Blue with their song, Can't Stop. If you think about it, a song is a poem with a melody, and like poems, sometimes the words to a song hold more meanings than they let on, other times it's the story behind the words that's even more extraordinary. It's all in the words. The words of a song can be so much more than just one mere component of that song, so we like to take time each week to take a look at lyrics in our segment, The Words, making sure nothing gets lost in translation. We have singer-songwriter Stella Jung in the studio with us.
Hello.
Hello. How are
it's
you doing?
Me again. I'm doing fine. It's a nice, lovely day.
Isn't it a lovely day?
Mm-hmm.
It was much warmer than the past couple days, which was freezing cold.
Yeah.
It was quotsam chewy.
It was sunny, but it was still so cold with all the winds.
It was nice in the daytime, right?
Yeah.
Even though it was chilly, it was refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
But then nighttime, it got so cold.
It got like for 3 degrees
last
Celsius.
Night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just walking outside a radio, it's not even that late. It was about 7 p.m., 7:10, 7:15.
Yeah, after sundown.
Yeah. And then I walked outside and wow, as soon as the sun was gone, so cold.
Yeah.
So we're going back and forth here.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, though, that was the last cold snap before.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, and then we're going to slowly see rising temperatures, and then before you know it, oh my gosh, summertime already. Oh, lots of people joining us on Kong today. J.S. Lee, PYW970, Lahab 82, K7980-2317, JSJ76, Update 2000, Kim Jisoo, Sweet 030323, K7637-3969, and Alicia. They all say suha suha.
Hello.
Yes, wanted to squeeze that all in there. Ooh. Alicia actually says bonjour, Stella.
Yeah, bonjour.
Now we're going to move on to our topic. Now, Kim Jisoo was sort of speculating, hey, CN Blue's song, Can't Stop, is that maybe a clue to the theme? And I was reading that message to Stella while we were listening to the song, and unfortunately we laughed because we're like, no, has absolutely nothing to do with our theme today. But, you know, A for effort. Thank you, Jisoo, for paying so much attention
here.
Yeah,
because, we've done this before, several times, giving a clue with the last song before this segment.
Mm-hmm. For sure. But, no, we have a different kind of topic today, and I'm really, really curious as to how you came to this topic, if it was very random.
It was so random.
It was, really?
it was random, and it was because Liz used an emoticon.
Uh-huh.
And with character, with sparkling eyes. With eyes with, shiny little stuff I don't know, like 반짝반짝.
Yeah, it's the starry eyes.
Yeah, starry eyes.
Yeah.
So there were two characters with starry eyes.
Yeah, the emoji.
So then I was like, oh, there are so many songs about stars, and I've never done this before. So maybe I should go with the topic.
So you looked at a little emoji with the starry eyes and said, oh, look, stars. Let's do stars.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's what happened. So, and there are a lot of songs about stars.
Yeah.
So this is the...
cute little emoji. Oh,
cute
I
little
see.
Emoji with two characters.
On the K-talk.
With starry eyes.
They have eyes just shooting shining stars out from their eyes.
Yeah. So so we picked up several songs about stars because there were so many.
There really
like we had enough for 3 weeks at least.
Oh my gosh, I can imagine.
For this week we chose the basic ones, more classic ones, and I tried to have a development and evolution.
In the progression.
The progression.
And
the
order,
titles.
Yeah. In the titles. I was noticing that there's sort of a little, I guess, kind of a continuing story going on.
Yeah.
Like a 기승전결 kind of going on there. And I have to speculate, you know, there's tons of English language songs about stars as well.
Yeah.
Stars seems a little bit seasonally appropriate because the air has been so fantastic that we just see a lot more in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I have a theory that stars are just, it sounds really pretty in English, and 별 sounds really pretty in Korean.
Yeah.
So it's definitely, I think, just even sonically,
mm-hmm.
very easy kind of a go-to theme for a lot of songwriters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's very moody.
Yeah, because we're going to have stars, it's going to be at night.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a lot of nighttime settings or mm-hmm. something about the night coming and playing a role in these songs.
Yeah.
And we always get a little more contemplative at night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Contemplating and quiet and thinking about deep thoughts.
Yeah.
but it could be deep thoughts or not. It could be subjects of conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's look at all the different ways different artists took the theme of stars and then made it their own.
Yeah.
So what is the first song we'll talk about?
Our first song is 작은 별, Little Star by Akmyu. And we started with the small one, so Little Star.
We are starting with a small star. I like this.
Yeah.
So cute. Okay.
In the middle of a night, if the sound of a girl's prayer comes from somewhere, that might be a little star talking in her sleep. In the middle of a night, if the sound of a boy's confession comes from somewhere, that might be a little star tossing and turning.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. Sometimes when I look at the night sky, a color floats around in the shape that I could not normally see. Is that a satellite? I hope it's a star. Even though we can't see them, stars don't disappear. The sky just can't see very well because its eyes are old. The star is still set to shine.
I love that. The sky just can't see very well because its eyes are old.
Yeah.
It could be pollution.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the whole interpretation. Now, all of these stars are being personified.
Yeah.
A little star could be the sound of a girl's prayer. A little star could be a sound of a boy's confession, tossing and turning, trying to sleep. So stars take on sort of like people characteristics.
Yeah.
The sky as well. It can't see very well because its eyes are old. That's fantastic.
Mm. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, shine on me a little. Am I worth seeing now? Eastern sky, western sky, when I look around, all the skies are facing me.
Mm.
Please let my star rise on your night. Please let my star rise on your night.
Mm-hmm. This is the repeating refrain. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I really like this line about, is that a satellite? Because a lot of time in the city, at night when you see something shiny.
In the night,
Hope that it's a star, and then you end up realizing that it is not one.
It's satellite.
Yeah, sometimes it's a satellite, sometimes it's just an airplane.
Or it's like, an airplane passing by, or it's like a weather balloon or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely something in the cities we're like, gee, I hope it's a star.
Yeah.
we're not sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Dear star, beautiful star, could I become a light like you somehow? Could I become somebody's star? Dear star, beautiful star, if I could, I want to shine and become a little star to look over someone. Ooh, that's deep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, shine on me a little. Am I worth seeing now? Eastern sky, western sky, when I look around, all the skies are facing me.
Yeah. We get a lot of this sort of, I guess, syntax and language from Lee Chan-hyuk's lyrics, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of it is impressionistic.
Yeah.
And there's songs where it's really funny and witty. And in songs like this, he gets really sort of contemplating different things without necessarily feeling the need to have a linear storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so we get a lot of little impressions of the star. It reminds me of something you would literally just look out the window, look up at the night sky, see some stars, and just some random thoughts that might come to you.
Yeah.
Random, you know, flights of imagination.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I think, like, in every culture, like, star is somehow something beautiful. Like, there's no culture in the world where stars are something bad or considered something, I don't know, wrong.
Yeah, there's no negative connotation.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And in a lot of cultures, there are sayings about stars mm-hmm. that you have to wish upon a star, and then your wish will come true.
Right.
And in Korea, you know, you say 별님, 별님, and
wishing upon a star.
Yeah, when he says, like, dear star, beautiful star, it's mm-hmm. not just talking to the star. It's wishing upon a star, like 별님, 아름다운 별님, like,
right, kind of saying a prayer or a wish to the star, and then wanting to become somebody's star, wanting to find love, wanting to shine, wanting to fulfill their dreams.
Yeah.
So that one little thing, object of star, starts to kind of mean a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's only when he's talking to this star that he talks in 존댓말.
Yes, absolutely. Otherwise, everything is almost like 혼잣말, right?
Monologue.
Talking to himself, a monologue. All right. Very lovely. Very lovely and delicate song as well. Let's listen. Here's 악뮤 with 작은 별, Little Star.
밤중 어딘가 소녀의 기도소리
That was 악뮤 with 작은 별, Little Star, because we're starting with the little star, and then we're gonna go on and evolve. Really lovely song there. Made me have nostalgic memories of Suyeon singing this in Hungary.
Oh.
And I remembered my harmony parts and everything. All right. Kong boards are lit up with all of these theories of what star songs we'll be listening to. And I'm just going to have to say, hey, you guys, just sit tight. It's okay. We've got a plan here. Stella's got a plan. So what is our next song?
Our next song is 별, Star by Yumi.
Ah.
So we started with Little Star, and now we have Star.
Yes, now the star got a little bit bigger. I think Lahab82 guessed it. Actually, she just said she really likes this song.
Yeah.
So she's going to be happy.
Okay, so this is a classic song.
Yeah.
A lot of Korean people love this song.
Yeah.
And it's somehow a little different from Little Star.
Mm-hmm.
But the star still has the same same impersonation, I think.
It has some power, right?
Yeah.
It's a source of something that you look up to, mm-hmm. you know, and confess to.
Yeah.
Wish upon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's because, like, you can't really touch it. Like, it's something you see, and you see in the sky. So you have mm-hmm. to look up to see them.
Yeah.
And it's never tangible. You can really have it in your hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why I think the star is always imagined or mm-hmm. Thought as something that's looking upon you and caring.
Something far off, but always there. And then that shining light, it seems like they're looking at you, not only us just looking at them. There is something very, very romantic and mystical about the stars we see in the sky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see how the star plays out in this song.
Breezes shake the window, mm-hmm. and over my room, as small as my height, stars fill up beautifully. this countless stars caress my fatigued self and wipe away the tears that fill up my heart.
Ah, so we have tears here. So you've got someone really sad and somebody who's enclosed inside. This room is really, really small. Mm-hmm. You're looking out. Countless stars. They must be in the country. And so now we have somebody who needs comfort.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Don't hurt so much. Holding me tight, patting my back, they comfort me to sleep.
Oh, that's nice. The thought of the starlight, mm-hmm. right? Saying, don't hurt so much, a shining light.
Yeah.
And then patting my back. I love that image.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Holding me tight with with their light. They comfort me to sleep.
Even if it's so painful that I couldn't even walk, even if tears block my view, even in front of the love I can't have, I'll smile.
Hmm.
Although brief, I'll keep in my heart the happy memories from by your side forever, like those stars embroidered in the eyes.
Isn't that pretty? 두 눈에
수놓아진.
수놓아진 저 별들처럼. Stars embroidered in the eyes. It sounds just as beautiful in English.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's happy memories. So we're looking at some loss.
Mm-hmm.
Someone is lost to this person. We don't know what. We don't get details or a narrative. Yeah. We just get the importance of the emotion.
It's coming closer as if in a dream. Mm-hmm. One of my stars, brighter than the rest, twinkling brilliantly, it comes down to my shoulder.
Mm.
Don't be so sad, holding my hand tightly, touching me, warmly it wraps around me.
Oh. It's pretty. And there's just something very comforting in with her words, and yet so lonely.
Yeah.
In the general ambiance of the song.
Yeah. But still, this protagonist is strong.
Yes.
Because is sad, but she keeps reminding herself that she shouldn't cry. She shouldn't just be stuck in this sad emotion.
Mm-hmm. She's going to take comfort, and she's going to be strong. She says, I will smile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in the last refrain, she says, today I will not cry, even if tears well up, like those stars there, I'll smile. Oh, I'll keep in my heart all the happy memories forever, like those stars embroidered in the eyes.
Pretty. And the stars embroidered in the eyes, I want to put out a theory that sometimes, you know, when you take pictures, you kind of have little lights in the eyes.
Yeah.
That maybe one interpretation is maybe she's looking at a picture of the person that she lost.
Oh, maybe.
And then, you know, I'll keep the happy memories forever, like those stars embroidered in the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
That could be one thing. Or it could be the stars reflecting in her eyes as she's looking out the window at the stars.
Yeah, because when you see someone, like, very close in the eyes, you see yourself like a mirror.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think that's kind of what is being tapped into here. Lovely lyrics.
Yeah.
And today I will not cry, right?
Mm-hmm.
오늘만은, just taking it one day at a time. Strong and fragile at the same time, comforted yet lonely.
Yeah.
Lots of things working
here. I think this is a perfect song for people like who have difficulties, like who have some hardships in their lives, but who don't want to be stuck in there.
Yeah, definitely a song of comfort and encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's listen. Here is Yumi with 별, Star. We just listened to Yumi's song, 별, or Star, definitely taking you back. We have a listener who texted us a message right now, listener 2476, who says, 정연 누나, 스텔라 장님, 안녕하세요. I'm listening to One Fine Day for the first time in almost a year. I was just going to listen, but the show gave me such a burst of energy that I decided to send a text. Thank you for making a great show while everyone is suffering through the pandemic.
Oh.
Very sweet. Thank you so much for your message.
Mm-hmm.
And welcome back to OFD. You were missed.
Yeah.
All right. We're talking about songs about stars. And yep. We're going to move on to the next. We're kind of evolving here. We started with the little star. Yeah. We went to a bigger star. Now, what is the next song we'll talk about?
Our next song is 별 보러 갈래, Stars Over Me by 볼빨간 사춘기.
All right. So now the stars are all set in the sky. We're going to move focus away to people looking at them.
Yeah.
Let's go look at the stars.
Yeah, and its English title is just Stars Over Me.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
But the actual translation of the English title is...
Would you go to see the stars?
Yeah, let's go see the stars.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 볼빨간 사춘기, so yeah, we're going to get...
Into kind of... their lovely...
Yes.
Love song.
They're lovely, and they're always sort of like that proactive...
Yeah.
Romance.
They're not waiting.
They're not waiting around. They make the first move, right? And mm-hmm. so this song is no exception. So let's take a look at the lyrics here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's like a dream. I see the stars over me. Maybe it's like a magic. I know you. You're my star.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday night, a boring story. No beer, no cheers. Just the two of us here. It seems two boring people hit it off.
Hmm.
I love no beer, no cheers, just the two of us here because it rhymes so perfectly.
Yeah, it's really cute. It's really cute. And they're just sitting around and, yeah, apparently very bored on a Saturday night.
Yeah. And you've heard of my songs asking which star I like the most. With a smile, you say to me, do you want to go see the stars?
This is cute because it's actually the other person who asked... 볼빨간 사춘기, do you want to go see the stars?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it also refers to their earlier songs.
Yeah.
Like, for example, 우주를 줄게.
Exactly.
It's also about, like, cosmos and stars.
Yes. And in that song also is, I'll be your planet, and
yeah,
et cetera.
I'll be your galaxy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's very self-referencing. You've heard of my songs. Asking which star I like the most, you say, do you want to go see the stars?
Yeah.
So very tongue-in-cheek.
Mm-hmm. Listen to our favorite songs. We'll listen to the songs we like, laugh and chat. We drive away over the fantastic sea before we know it. Stars start to fall. Can't you see the stars? They called it Milky Way, falling over our heads. You're running around the sandy beach with me on your back. Searching for that most beautiful star, would keep running all night long. Stars are over me.
Ooh, so they kind of went on an adventure here in the song. It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
The night sea,
mm-hmm.
running on the beach, chasing over stars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And maybe I know the name. I see the stars over me. Maybe you got a planet. I know you. You got my star.
And there's the obvious double meaning of the star, how you are my star.
Yeah.
Kind of a way of expressing love.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Everyday night, the same story every day. No feeling, no chilling, just the two of us here. It seems two boring people hit it off. You've heard of my songs. And then she repeats the
right.
same lines,
mm-hmm.
asking which star I like the most.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And listening to our favorite songs. It's really cool. It's a nice little kind of a drive song. It's kind of romantic.
Yeah, a night drive song.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Absolutely. And they end up near the seaside in the evening, chasing after all the stars. Great place to go to actually see more of the stars, or the air might be clearer, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lying on the sand, counting all the stars, putting this beautiful moment of ours in the star we fell in love. See the star, be your star, yay, yay.
Oh, okay. So it ends in a love story complete.
Yeah. So maybe like at the beginning, like they were not totally in love yet.
No.
And at the end of the story, like they're in love.
Yes, we fell in love. And very, very lovely and eloquent moment in this song is putting this beautiful moment of ours in the star.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's pretty. And so, like, yeah, got little double meanings, but not too difficult to figure out. Very, very cut and dry, as is a lot of 볼빨간 사춘기 songs.
Yeah.
We don't have to guess what she's thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always witty, nevertheless.
Yeah.
And we always get some kind of really lovely moments as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's listen. Here's 볼빨간 사춘기 with 별 보러 갈래, Stars Over Me. We just listened to 볼빨간 사춘기 with 별 보러 갈래? And it's kind of a funny comment that I see here on Kong Kim Jisoo says, oh, for a second I got confused. I thought maybe the title of this song was 별 보러 가자. But it is 별 보러 갈래? And the reason you got confused, the answer lies in our next song.
Our next song is 별 보러 가자. Let's go see the stars by 적재.
Yes.
And a slight difference between these two titles.
Yeah.
Is that the first one is a question. It's mm-hmm. a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
Would you go see the stars with me?
And
yes. this one is more of, it's also a suggestion, but it's not a question.
It's not a question.
It's let's go see the stars.
Exactly. Let's go see the stars. To me, it almost sounds like it could be a question and an answer.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We have 볼빨간 사춘기 going, do you want to go see the stars? And then 적재 replying, let's go see the stars.
Yeah.
I kind of like that kind of reply, question reply kind
yeah,
of feeling.
Yeah, I was
it.
Quite proud of myself.
Yes. I am very proud of you too, Stella. I'm very, very
Thank
proud.
You.
Okay. So we have that very slight nuance difference. 적재, there's a lot of people are actually familiar with the 박보검 version
yeah.
of the song. Not to
and
be confusing.
Also, recently,
yeah.
I think a lot of people know Chijun version.
Oh.
I don't know if you heard it.
I haven't heard it.
So Chijun is a fictional character,
yeah.
like on YouTube, and and he made a live video of 별 보러 가자 with 적재 himself. And so 적재 plays guitar and he
yeah.
sings with Chijun.
Uh-huh.
And after hearing that song, like you can't go back to the original
you
one. Like
go
you
back?
Almost feel like. Chijun is the original singer. Like, I feel sorry for 적재.
Oh, no. I feel bad for 적재 because he wrote this song a few years ago. And then afterwards, 박보검 did a remake of it.
Mm-hmm.
And because he's 박보검,
yeah.
got a lot of attention. And then people got so confused when they heard 적재's version. They're like, who's this?
They're yeah, like, but this is the original
this
version.
This is the original.
And he's the writer
of
the song.
And now there's 최준 version, not to be confused with the original, composed by 적재, sung and performed
Ta-da.
By 적재.
Yeah, such a talented musician.
Very, very talented guy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's take a look at 별 보러 가자. It's great. So I love the tone in this song, too.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and I love the chord progressions, like in mm-hmm. the when it goes to the refrain,
mm-hmm.
there's a little change in the key,
yeah.
and that key change is very subtle.
It's super subtle. Yeah.
yeah, it's not something that you hear in a lot of songs.
But you know, subconsciously, even if you don't know anything about music, you're just like, huh? There's just
yeah.
this sort of mode switch,
mm-hmm.
right, when he starts singing the hook.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When the cold breeze starts to blow little by little, the night sky seemed to sparkle on my way home after a long day. Suddenly, I thought of you.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you? What are you doing right now? Ta-da!
And then
would you go see the stars with me? Will you come out in front of your place for a moment? Just put on a light jacket and come out.
It's funny because he actually asks the question in the lyrics of
yeah.
the song.
I think the whole thing is about let's go see the stars,
mm-hmm.
but 별 보러 가자 never appears in the lyrics.
No.
It's more gentle.
Yeah, it yeah. is a little more gentle. And it's very random too, right? Like,
yeah.
hey, I just randomly, I'm outside your house, let's go, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the whole tone of the song. And
mm-hmm.
I love this character that
yeah.
he creates with his
yeah.
lyrics.
It's so young and fresh.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Hip.
Yeah. We won't go too far, but I will hold your hand tightly. I don't know any cool constellations, but will you come with me?
Yeah. It's really
yeah.
cool.
Mm. When the cold breeze starts to blow little by little, I keep thinking of you. While walking in the quiet night streets after a long day, the night sky seemed so wonderful.
Mm.
Where are you? What are you doing right now? Won't you go see the stars with me? It doesn't matter where. Will you come with me? There's so much I wanted to say to you, but I won't rush, but I will hold your hand tightly. I don't know any cool constellations, but will you come with me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. So in this kind of thing, the stars are a little bit more... in 볼빨간 사춘기's song, stars had a very big significance, right?
Yeah.
It's self-referencing her earlier work. I've heard of your songs, like I'm Your Galaxy, 우주를 줄게. But here, it's like, oh, the night sky's sparkling and I just randomly thought of you. Hey, let's hang. Let's hang.
It's almost like a pretext. Yeah.
Yes.
So if it's if it was not for the stars, like he would have like called her in any for any reason.
Something.
Yeah, for something.
Oh, the lights are on the bridge.
Let's go see the sea.
Let's go to the beach. Oh, yeah. Here the waves are out there. Or, yeah. I mean, it, like you said, it's this romantic whim. Just, I suddenly thought of you and I just want to see
I want to do something with you.
Let's just go do something. Let's just go do something. Yeah. Pretty romantic stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know where your and my steps are leading toward, but in the night sky where I was alone, as long as I'm walking with you, that's enough.
Hmm. And yeah, we got in kind of a surprise ending here.
Mm-hmm.
Leading toward. But so it's sort of, you know, in place of the relationship, it's very, very flexible. Right?
Yeah.
It could be very early stages. It could be middle. It could even be a long-term relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And there's just this romantic happiness like, oh, I just want to see you right now. And I don't care what's happening or what will happen as long as I'm with you. It's all good.
Yeah.
And he's got this very, really cool kind of cool guy.
Yeah.
Like his image.
He's not very, I don't know, clingy or anything.
No, and he's not very flowery in his language. Like, oh, 그대, you know, the stars in your eyes are making me quiver with delight. No, yeah. It's just like, hey, what are you doing? Throw on a jacket. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, like, read in that way, like, it really sounds like a very, I don't know.
Cool guy.
Cool guy.
Yeah, I always imagine this cool guy image whenever I hear this song. I think making your lyrics create this character, he did such a great job of. So let's listen to the original. Here's 적재 singing 별 보러 가자. Let's go see the stars.
찬 바람이 조금씩 불어오면은 밤하늘이 반짝이더라.
That was 적재 with 별 보러 가자, or Let's Go See the Stars. Now, mm-hmm. up until now, we've had some very delicate treatments from very delicate songs.
Yeah.
About stars, but we're going to switch things up with the last one, huh, Stella?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Our last song is 별이 빛나는 밤, Starry Night by Mamamoo.
Ah, now this was a big hit a couple mm-hmm. of years back. When you say the title, all I can think of is 별이 빛나는 밤.
Yeah, but the English title actually, like, it seems, you can almost imagine that's the song Vincent.
Yeah, the Starry Night, mm-hmm. Starry Night. And 별이 빛나는 밤, very, very popular phrase in general yeah. in Korean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So definitely they're using that and the catchiness of that. It becomes yeah. your earworm, but a very different storyline, a very, very different mood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The tips of my fingers were cold, but spring has come already. Oh, it's like these days.
Yeah.
Here and there, a dream like wind blows.
Yeah, so changing the seasons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like this feeling that seems to be different from the ordinary. I wonder if tomorrow will be a little different. On this night, when the shadow of darkness is deep, the remaining moon, the moon starts to shine. It's drawing light.
Mm-hmm.
As much of you has left my body, water overflows from the tub as lingering attachments, sighs fill up that void.
Mm-hmm.
When dawn comes, when I'm left alone.
Okay. So we have here another sort of, we're going back to the theme where Yumi, with mm-hmm. her song 별, is looking up at the stars for comfort to help get over loss. Very yeah. different tone here. Here it's, oh, it's the nighttime and I miss you, baby.
Yeah.
And there is a loss. There's mm-hmm. some sort of a separation,
maybe
a breakup. And it's only when the night comes that she seems to kind of relive that relationship.
Yeah.
But when the dawn comes, she's left alone.
Mm-hmm.
So the starry night becomes a very important kind of setting for
yeah.
this character.
Mm-hmm. And starry night, you come blowing. The countless nights you and I shared intoxicate me. Starry night and yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's in Korean, it's hui 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 purowa.
Yes. Very, very catchy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then winter passes and flowers bloom again. Warm air and scents wrap around me.
Right.
Unchanged, the same old day repeats. Still, I wait for tomorrow. At the end of the day, remaining in this spot, until the day breaks, I'm picturing you.
Right. So she's just, for her, everything comes alive at night because that's when she can relive her memories mm-hmm. of this relationship that she misses, this person that she misses, because of their romantic nights, right?
Yeah.
Very kind of a sexy, you know, connotation to the song. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, I'm just waiting for the day to pass. I'm just waiting for it to be nighttime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And do you want me to leave? No, I'm still there. Covered in the black night sky, you just can't see me for a little while.
Right.
It's like, who is she talking to?
Maybe herself? Don't know. We don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they repeat the refrain. Mm-hmm. And starry, starry night, a night without you, my heart is empty. Our scene sets, I deny reality and close my eyes, but still see you. Why are you there? Leave me alone. I'm falling.
So at the beginning, she loved the starry nights because she could kind of go back and revisit her memories.
Yeah.
But I guess after the second refrain, it's starting to lose its power over her. And now it's a starry, starry night, but she's still empty. And reality is setting in that, you know what? He's not here.
Yeah.
Right. But she still sees you and she closes her eyes. But now she's kind of dealing with this sort of wake-up call.
So mm-hmm. there's a progression in the song. Like, we start with a protagonist, like, maybe, like, from a fresh breakup.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, it's again, again tomorrow, the same thing going on mm-hmm. every day.
Yeah.
And she just falls apart little by little in the song, like in the second verse and the third verse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and at the end, she's falling. And this starry night, this 별이 빛나는 밤, starts to become something different to her at the end, right? Now it becomes sort of harsh reality.
Yeah.
Rather than that kind of solace in her memories at mm-hmm. the beginning of the song. But more importantly, we all know that this is kind of a really catchy song. And they use little images of season, the, you know, winter passing and turning into spring, and popular phrases to just make it really catchy.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a fun song, even though there's sort of a sad story in there.
Yeah.
All right. It's time to say goodbye to Stella, and we're going to say goodbye to you with this Mamamoo song. Thank you so much for our very star-studded segment.
I'll bring up a second star.
Stars part two. I like. All right. We'll go home safely. We'll see you next time.
Yay,
bye. Here is Mamamoo with 별이 빛나는 밤, Starry Night. That was Mamamoo with 별이 빛나는 밤 or Starry Night. That's it for today's show. We hope you enjoyed. Here's 재소년 with 난춘. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow.